there's going to be a remnant that has his government in their hearts now. He don't have to try to put it in there when he gets there. We're allowing him to put his government in our hearts now. How do you want to reign? How do you want to rule? What's your thought about this? What's right and what's wrong? There's going to be a people. I already saw Robert's dream. The government of God is being established in our hearts. We don't have to fear man. We don't have to fear man. Fear not. How many fear nots are in the Bible? How many fear nots? Why do we be concerned? You know, you can vote Republican, Democrat, or whatever you want. Not much is going to change. Hello. Because this world is already doomed. It's already been judged. And no man can change that. So we better get into the kingdom now. I want to be right there with him, Shanique. I don't want to just be in heaven. There are a lot of folk that just want to get saved and die and go to heaven. That's not enough for PWM. There's a called out people that he's already labored. He said, we're going to give one. Pastor probably have, be one of them people that have 10 cities. That's what the word said. Some going to have 10 cities. It's going to be a reality. He's going to govern. Who's going to govern? Who's going to govern Europe, D? Who's he going to set over Europe? Who's he going to put over Africa? He needs some people. Hey, sweetie. I was just praying for you before I saw you. Yeah, she back there. That's my baby right there, y'all. I got more babies than I know what to do with. But you know what? We love each other so much that if I don't see you, it's like my hand missing or something. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm at home and I look, Lord have mercy. Can I get up and go find one of them? Can I just go be joined to somebody? Come on. Come on. Because we joined to Christ. We in union with Christ. And then when you in union to Christ and we hook up together, oh my God, from Zion. The angels begin to get jealous. Yeah, the angels, we have something the angels never had, y'all. Because we've come through this old dirty world. They've always lived in celestial land. But see, we had to come through. We had to become overcomers. He said, oh, there go Kevin. There's another overcomer. They rejoice when we overcome. They rejoice. And because what? They're pulling us through. Come on, Pastor Glow. Come on, Pastor Glow. Do y'all feel them sometimes? Say, come on, Shanique. Come on. You know, when you hit that, want to hit that I'm going down spot. And there's a pick-me-upper. There's a pick-me-upper, Cheryl, that says, oh, no, you're not going down. We're not going. There's not but one direction we're in, Chris. That's up. We don't have but one direction. That's up. We headed for that celestial city. Come on, y'all. And it's so real. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm torn between heaven and earth and I'm not sure where I am, Shanique. I am. I'm in this sphere. Amen. Pastor called it that other realm. Yeah. You find yourself there and you go, you know, Lord have mercy, Jesus. And what what Derek say, you're not feeling, you're not seeing, you're not knowing, but you know you're there. You know I've been lifted. And we praise God for the reality of that. Then I'll find myself back. So, oh, God, I wish I could have stayed a little bit longer. Because it's sweet, y'all. It's so sweet. But just know that we've been changed, but we've been changed for a purpose. And that's to bring forth his purpose in this earth. Each one of us has a purpose in this earth to be fulfilled by the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us that's going to work. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit on the inside is for me, Pastor Mike. But then when the anointing rests upon you, that anointing is for Cheryl. See, we can't be so selfish and be, I've got the Holy Spirit on the inside. Come on, when is the Holy Spirit going to rest on you? That's somebody else. See, the anointing on the inside is for me. That keeps me and helps me. It keeps me straight. Halfway straight. Tina said I'm a busybody, but anyway. All right, amen, corner. But when the anointing rests on us, upon us, Stan, it's for you to do something for somebody else. So we're asking God for that anointing. For that anointing, Courtney, to rest on us. Don't just be on the inside of us, but rest upon us. I'm telling you, Pastor Ross said that the whole earth is waiting and groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. That we're going to get there. That we're going to actually get there. This earth is changing because Christ is going to come and rule over it with his saints, y'all. Some people waiting on the rapture. I'm being raptured every day. Come on now. Some people talking about they waiting on the rapture. When I came in here with the Holy Spirit, I said, how high can we go? We being raptured every day. I'm going up every day. I don't know about anybody else. But I get a little higher and a little closer every day. But they say the air gets thinner every day. Life gets sweeter every day. I'm being raptured every day. Change coming out of this world. You wait until you die. You better get on board now. Because the rapture is taking place right now. He's calling us. Come on up. 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 Get on up here. And it's not that hard. Religion made it. Let's not go there. You don't even want to talk about it, Pastor. But we praise God for this house and for the grace that's on this. That apostolic anointing, y'all. This is what the apostolic is all about. Changing hearts. Bringing the kingdom into existence. Making heaven a reality. Isn't that what happened in the book of Acts? That's what's happening now. This is the apostolic. This is the church. The mystical body of Christ. You know what? I'm going to sit down. Jesus, help us. Woo, glory, hallelujah, Pastor. Glory, hallelujah, Pastor. Woo. We got this thing. You know, church age is over, y'all. I know we don't like it because we want the choir and we want the robes and the gator shoes and the throne chairs. But let me tell you this. You better get on board to what's happening now. Because the church world is over. The organized by man institution called church. Grace is gone from that, y'all. I used to do that 40 years ago, but grace is gone for that. That's over. Now, what's in progress? Now, what's available to us? Now, if the church organization is over, now what do we have? We are the mystical body of Christ, joined to him. We are the church now, the ecclesia, the called out ones. This is what the church is. It's not brick and mortar. It's those that's been joined to Christ, the mystical body. And we got church all over this world. There's church here and church there. Because there's Kevin here and Kevin there. Nikki here, I'm there. Africa, everywhere. There's a mystical body. There's people that's loving God, that he's put his grace on. And one day we all going to be joined together in that great kingdom. In that great kingdom. I feel it. Do you feel your feet moving? Rob just shaking his feet down there. You feel it, don't you, Rob? You feel it. Rob said, my feet's dancing in the kingdom. My feet. The mystical body. We don't understand how we joined to Christ. The mystical body. Can you make sense out of that, Pastor Glory? Can you explain that with your own mind? How can I be his body? How can I be actually joined to him? It blows my mind to try to think, to put that in perspective. But yet it is a reality. And we are learning to accept that reality and flow in it. And flow in it. And flow in it, Pastor. Flow in it, Cheryl. Flow in what God is doing now. This is the now day, y'all. That old stuff is over. The grace that used to be on a lot of that stuff is gone. We used to could do that stuff and get away with it. Yeah, come on now. I was in it. That was some, Mike, Pastor Mike, you know. There was a little grace on it. But that grace gone now. It's gone. I flipped the TV and I said, oh, God, why don't they just sit down and shut up? There's nothing happening anymore, y'all. The grace that was on it is gone. He's bringing in his kingdom age now. His authority, his dominion, his rule, his thoughts, his mindset, his purpose. And it takes a deep dying, y'all. Take a deep dying to get into the kingdom. It costs you. Salvation is free, but the anointing in the kingdom is going to cost you. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you seek that, what? You'll get everything else. He didn't told you. If you want something, seek the kingdom. Look for the kingdom. Ask for the kingdom. Search it out. That's what we've been doing in PWM, y'all. That's all we've been doing in here. If we want to sum it all up, we've been searching, seeking for the kingdom of God. That's all. If we want to sum it all up, we had to start dying first. We had to die first, then bring about the resurrection. And then in the resurrection, we start seeing Christ as he really is. And we start loving him. And then we start looking at this world in disdain. How could I have wanted that? How could I have wanted that? But now we see something that's more precious and more beautiful. It captivates. Do it captivate you all? Pastor Gloria, it captivates me when I think about it. Oh, my God, Jesus. How good can you be? Yeah. Ooh. How good can he get? The old people say he get gooder and gooder. How good can it be, y'all? He can transcend you from you to something that's more beautiful. Take me out of me. Come on, Pastor. Come on, you talk about the mystery of the... How can he get Shanique out of Shanique? And then Shanique look back at Shanique and go, girl, you was a mess. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this transition. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You took me out of that old stinky body I was in. Hallelujah, Jesus. You took those old stinky attitudes. Thank you, Jesus. Those old stinky ways, those old stinky desire, they become a stench in your nostril. And you don't even want to think about it. And all you want now is more. Take me higher, Jesus. Take me further away from that. Take me further away from that. Take me further away. Take me further away. I want to get all the way out of that. All the way out of it. Until actually there's no remembrance or resemblance of it. What is what the song say? And all the world see now is Christ. All the world see now is Christ. And all they feel now is his glory. Because all of Geraldine has been dissolved. Jesus. Jesus. Everything I go through, Lord, is dissolving me. And I'm grateful. Keep on dissolving me. Keep on. Keep on. Take this old flesh and make it nothing. Until the spirit man stands up like a natural man, Cheryl. Stand up, Cheryl. And the spirit woman stands up like a natural man. I mean, the spirit woman stands up like a natural woman. The spirit woman. This is not Cheryl Renee Fitzpatrick Holiday. Oh, look at that. That's not a natural woman right there, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's it. Unidentifiable. Change. Give you a new identity. Who is that woman? Who is that woman? Who is that person? Isn't that right, Miss Nida? We being changed, y'all, into his image. Looking just like him, acting just like him. Love is abounding. Love is abounding. And I'm so grateful for this house and for each one of this family. This is family, y'all. This is family. This is family. My daughter, Nika, told me yesterday, said, this PWM is just as much family as Tina and Shella and I am, or more so. We family. We have the same blood. We have the same blood. Jesus' blood running through our veins. We have the same blood. We have the same blood, y'all. We have the same blood. We have the same blood. New creation. new creature in Christ Jesus. The old bloodline is done with. I don't need to go to ancestry.com. Come on now. You know who my ancestors are? Moses. Woo! David. Woo! Those are my ancestors. Come on now. Those are my ancestors. Elijah. Come on now. But they say in the last day, the spirit of Elijah going to be on the earth. There's the spirit of Elijah right here. Because what I say out of my mouth, God's going to back it up. Who's my ancestors? Ruth, Esther. Come on now. Women, y'all want y'all identity? You got to know who your ancestors are. If you get that, you'll know who you are. You trying to find out what your great-great-grandmama did. No. Paul, Peter, John. Come on. Rahab. That's it. Rahab. Rahab. Yes. Oh, God. And Wednesday night, the thief on the cross. Come on now. That's us. That's our ancestor. The thief on the cross that can find Christ. And I've been searching for him for how many years? And he can find him in 5 minutes. And then go to paradise. Come on, Holy Ghost. I want that to be my ancestor. That's my inheritance. I don't need to know about my great-great-great-grandmama or daddy. Trace your inheritance. Trace your inheritance. Christian, she didn't caught a mantle or two from somebody. Catherine Kuhlman. Come on. They're mantles. Our ancestors want us to get. They waiting. David's waiting, Pastor Roz, for those songs to come forth that he didn't sing. Come on now. He's waiting to hear those songs, Pastor Roz, that he didn't sing. We want to find our purpose. Find your ancestor. Enoch. That's my brother. I want to be like somebody. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like Enoch. Forget Mike. I know he got a little money and all that, but there's nothing to compare, but you can walk with Jesus and become nothing and be dissolved and be totally, that was Enoch. Walk with him until he was completely dissolved. They couldn't find him. You want to be something and be somebody? Like take an imitator. Imitate if you want to imitate something. Let's imitate one of those old patriots. Esther. You got to go see the king. I'm going to lay my life down for my people. Come to the kingdom for such a time as this. So we got to know our purpose. Stop looking for it in this world. This world don't have a purpose. Pastor has been telling us, already judged. Already judged. Years ago, I heard him say, spinning the drain. He's about ready to go all the way down there. Been spinning the drain for a while. But we thank God that we got out just in time. Pastor, we out. Pastor Mike, he got us out. We can hear. We got ears to hear. Lord, have mercy. We like Job. We got ears to hear now. I tell y'all, we get some stuff. Pastor, I'm going to keep sitting down, and I keep sitting down. Saturday morning was a trip. I'm in my bed tripping. The glory of God just then came in and said, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? You know that commercial? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I believe he gave us ears on Saturday to hear him now. To hear him now. And then we know him. Because we won't know his voice if we don't hear him. So I'm grateful for all the lessons of heaven, the messengers. You know, in the last days, we're not going to get sermons and preaching. We're going to have messengers. We're going to have heavenly messengers that's going to come, who's been behind the veil, been to heaven. See, what we got Saturday morning, that didn't just come from the earth. He went behind the veil. He went behind the veil and brought us a message. Wednesday, behind the veil, the thief on the cross, 2 minutes in paradise, and I had spent 50 years trying to get saved with the Holy Spirit, supposedly. And here this man on the cross saying, just remember me. And his heart so pure and so loving God, he said, today you're going to be with me. Today, right now, you in paradise with me. That is too deep. We want to be a whole lot of stuff. Be the thief on the cross. You want to be something and be somebody. And end up in paradise. Get to know him like that. That quick. Talking about doing a quick work. Now that was a quick work. Rocky, that was a quick work. We've been laboring a long time and haven't gotten there yet. But we're on our way. I tell you, Wednesday, open our eyes again. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? He's been speaking clearly to us. And you know what? Pastor said something that was so profound yesterday morning about the Bible. The Bible was not the voice of God. Okay. I know a lot of Christians will stone him. And me. And y'all for sitting up under it. Y'all not free. Y'all gonna get stoned too. Because you're a part of it. Don't think Pastor the only one gonna get stoned. Oh, you're a part of you're a part of that no Bible church. I'm gonna stone you too. I heard you go over there too. But those that wrote the Bible, Moses, the Pentateuch, those four first books in the Bible, heard God. He heard God. He sat down and Jesus, the Holy Spirit dictated to him from Genesis to Deuteronomy. Exodus, which is the last one? Deuteronomy. Okay. Is he still dictating? Yes. He's still trying to dictate, sure. He's still trying to write. Why did he tell this disciples? I can't tell you all that I want to tell you now because you can't take it. You can't take it. But he found some people that want some more. So he said, oh, Mike can take some. Let me give him some. Rob can take some. So this not written, but I'm going to give him ears to hear so he can take some more. You'll find a scripture to bear witness to it. But he spoke this directly to you in your heart. You may never have read it or seen it. But you know that you know that you know. It was God that spoke to me. The Bible is a guide. It's like learning those multiplication tables. Once you learn them, you can do all kinds of math. That's what that Bible is. It's just a guide for you to get into hearing him and knowing him and understanding him and wanting to him to talk to you. The first time I read Paul going to the third heaven, I went to my pastor that was at that time and said, can we go to the third heaven? He told me, no, daughter, that was for that day. But I felt he was talking to me. I felt he was saying, Pastor Jerry, Sister Dickens at that time, you can go to the third heaven too. See, we read that stuff as story, fairy tales. I go there all the time. That's what I'm talking. Shoot. See, but the word of God is written on the tablets of our heart. He gave us new commandments, BJ. He said, I'm going to give you a new commandment, B. And I'm not going to write it. Move, Tina. I'm not going to write it on a piece of paper. I'm not going to write it on a piece of paper. I'm not going to put it on a piece of paper. I'm going to put this on your heart, B. On the inside. I'm on the inside. And then you can pull it up. You can read it. Holy Spirit will turn the page. He'll turn the page of what he wrote last year to you. Year before last. About, isn't that right, Rob? He'll tell you something that he told you year before last. And he'll pull it back and you'll go, oh my God, the Lord showed me. He spoke to me and he told me. But he's writing it on the tablets of our hearts. You know, the newspaper, the tablets on paper tablets is okay. And I got about 10 books of them. When I was reading some of that stuff, I won't number foolishness. 1987, I was decreeing a new house and a new car. But know now what's precious and real and rich is the kingdom. You get nothing more precious or newer than that. There's nothing on this earth to be compared to. Donald, he's setting our feet on higher ground. He's setting our feet on higher ground. And we're going to learn how to walk in this new land, live in this new land, conversate in this new land, interpret what's going on in this new land. Isn't that right, Chris? We have to interpret. Lord, what you doing today? Because, see, you're in a new land. He ain't going to do things today like he did yesterday. We can forget that. It's always going to be a new day. It's always going to be a new day. He said, I'm always doing something new. He's not an old, stale God. He's always doing something new. Yeah. Always. Always doing something new. Woke up this morning with a new thing. A new day. Got down to the car. I said, oops, Tina, I didn't take any pain medicine this morning. It's a new day. Yeah. It's a new day. He's doing a new thing. Even in my body. Every day. Every day, y'all. This is a miracle body right here. Because every day the kingdom has been doing something new and different in it. I don't know myself sometime, Rainey. I go to say, Lord, you know, am I supposed to be able to do this? I'm serious. I know they guard me. But, you know, you just feel his presence. And you forget that you had surgery. I'm telling y'all the truth. You forget. The glory come over you. Jesus, the glory come over you. And you forget. You forget that you've been sliced in the back. Come on, Holy Ghost. The kingdom can override all this stuff. Come on now. Don't fret yourself. Don't fret yourself. Don't worry. The lilies don't toil. They don't spin. He can override all this stuff. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness, y'all. We are being transcended. We are a transcended people, Ataba. God keeps you, Ataba, every day in a whole new place. You might be in that office, but you're in a whole new place, sweetheart. Nothing will touch you. What by any means can hurt you? Nothing by any means. Nothing. Nothing by any means will hurt you. Because you're in a whole nother realm. He got you cascaded in. All kind of stuff going on all around you. But it won't come nigh your dwelling. It won't touch you. It will not touch you, Ataba. Thomas, it will not touch you. Hear ye the word of the Lord. It will not. It will not. The blood of Jesus prevail. The blood prevail. The efficacy of the blood of Jesus. The power that's greater than any power. The atom bomb can't do nothing with the blood. What can nuclear weapons do with the blood? Come on here, y'all. We got to know where we are. I'm not on this earth anymore. COVID is on the earth. COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID, whoever. It's roaming the earth. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. And the Lord said he was drying it up. Somebody bear witness to that. Because the report's going to come out. He said he's drying it up. He said, I'm drying. Yes, medical science saying this. But he spoke to me just as plain laying on my bed. He said, I'm drying it up. It's getting too much attention. It's getting too much attention. It's getting too much attention. He said, I'm drying it up. I'm drying it up. It's taking up too much of man's thoughts. I'm drying it up. And science is not going to be able to explain it. Oh, they're going to come up with something. But let it be known here that God says, I'm drying it up. It's been getting too much attention. Too much attention. Causing all kind of havoc and fear and everything. Man's been dying from Cain and Abel. And we taken away with death. People were dying and still will be dying. Because it was appointed to man what? Wants to be born and wants to do what? We're going to die. We're going to die. But it's just the world system that want to keep us wrapped up in this foolishness. But if you're not a part of this world, then it can't touch you. If you're not a part of this world, Pastor told us, the first Sunday when he came out, he preached and ministered to us on the efficacy of the blood. And I knew, I felt like I was robed in it. I don't know about anybody else, but I felt like I was robed in it. I felt like it just came all over me and just washed me. You know how you get in the shower and the water just flow all over you? I felt like that. And no fear, no fear. Because what's more powerful than the blood? We're going to say we trust in the blood, but it's either it is or it isn't. There is no middle ground. We got to trust in him and trust in what he's done, trust in his provision for us. He is a strong tower in the time of trouble, and the righteous run in and what? We safe. We safe, y'all. Not because we deserve it, but because of the blood. Because we chose to obey him and to love him and honor him. Pastor, I'm going to sit down. Why y'all laughing? Yeah, he's the guest speaker anyway. I'm just introducing the guest speaker. The real messenger is getting ready to come up. But God is so good, y'all. I'm just so full. I'm just so full. I just lay there and Pastor Mike, he just dumps into me. He just dumps into me. I don't even be asking Pastor Rob. I wake up with new revelation. You know. Christ is being revealed to us every day. He's being revealed to us every day. And we're loving him. The more he get revealed, the more we love him, the closer we get. And the more we understand why he called us unto himself. He called us unto himself, Stan. He didn't call us into an organization. He called us unto himself. He called us unto himself. And it grieves him when we don't come close to him. It grieves him, Tina, when you don't love on him. Yeah, you love Kevin, but you better love him deeper. You better love him stronger. You better love him harder. Because he's the one that's going to sustain you. He's the giver and sustainer of life. He can sustain us when nothing else can. Everything else is going to fail. But the word of God. Everything going down but the word. Everything going down but the word. As Pastor said on Saturday, and the word would live amongst us, and we beheld his glory. Do y'all feel his glory this morning? Can you behold his glory this morning? And we beheld his glory. He's amongst us right now, and we can behold his glory. Can you behold his glory? One translation said, and Jesus moved into the neighborhood. Come on, y'all. And Jesus moved into the neighborhood. That's how close he was. Talk about being a friend and a brother. He moved right into your neighborhood. He don't care where you live. He moves into the neighborhood. You know about it. He'll move right on in to where you are. He came for that purpose, to pull us back to the Father. Take our hand. Come on, Glow. Let's go see Daddy. Oh, my shiata. Woo, my glory. How am I hearing that? He takes our hand and says, come on, let's go see Daddy. To bring us back to the Father. Come on, let's go see Daddy. Come on, let's go see Daddy. Daddy's waiting for us. Daddy's waiting for us. That's why we got saved. So he could take our hand and lead us back to the Father. Come on, come on. The Father's waiting. He's waiting. He's wanting you. He want to walk with you. He want to talk with you. He want to have communion with you. Ah, Jesus. That's why we saved. That's our purpose. That's why we're here this morning. I feel his hand. feeling. I feel the love of the Father. I feel the love of the Father, y'all. I had a good daddy. I did. And he loved all. By the time I got older, all 11 of us, they had 12. But he loved every one of us if it was one but one. I had a good daddy. But that daddy compares nothing. Nothing to our Heavenly Father. He said, if your earthly father will give you good gifts, how much more will your Heavenly Father? He's showering us today, y'all. He's showering us. Oh, today is a birthday. Hallelujah. Pastor, today is a new birthday. We're being born again, 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 again. See, we can't be just born one time. We got to be born again, again, and again, and again. Because every time we're born again, we get closer to the kingdom. We can see the kingdom. We can taste the kingdom. We can feel the kingdom. Because when we get born again, we leave this world. We get born out of this world and get born into something more wonderful and marvelous and spectacular. Christ wants to amaze us with who he is. He wants to set us in awe every day. I know he's doing it for me. Set me in awe of who he is and what he can do. Gracious Father. Gracious Father. Do we deserve it? Nope. Nope. All our righteousness is as filthy rags, but yet he loves us still because of the blood. Because of the blood. Chosen people. PWM, a chosen people. Chosen. Many are called, but how what? Few are chosen. A few chosen people. Throughout the earth, there are just a few chosen ones. And those ones will give up everything for him. Nikki, I don't have nothing and don't want nothing. Don't desire anything. And when we can, what do you say? Seek ye first the kingdom. And if you can find the kingdom, you got everything else. But part of that we don't understand. You get the kingdom, you got everything else. So why we spend our time talling and trying to make things happen in this earth? I'm after the kingdom. And I praise God that we're stepping in it. 1 foot in the kingdom. 2 foot in the kingdom. 3 feet in the kingdom. 4 feet in the kingdom. All the way. We keep on stepping. All the way. We can't just get on the edge of the kingdom. No, Pastor Roz. We got to come all the way in to that abiding place. To that abiding place. To that abiding place with Jesus and the Father. 24 elders and the angels. Come on, y'all. That's what I'm after. I'm after it, Rob. I'm after it. No, I'm selling for nothing else. Nothing else would do. I'm so thankful, y'all. I'm going to sit down. I know I done said that 20 times already, right? Pastor shouldn't have given me this mic. He said I didn't know I had anything, and I didn't. But I guess I did, y'all. But I love y'all, and I love this house. Love what the Holy Spirit is doing. Glad to be a part of it.
You can give it to your daughter.
Oh. The dreamer.
Come behind that. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See his glory come down. See it come down. I'm praying about where to start, Apostle. I think the Lord wants me to start here. I spoke to you when I was at the hospital Friday having a blood transfusion. And while I was having a transfusion, I had a little bit of a reaction. So they gave me some Benadryl, IV Benadryl. That's some good stuff, y'all. Lord, forgive me. Was it that Paul was transfigured forth to the Isle of Patmos? John. I wasn't transformed by the Spirit, but nonetheless, I went to sleep. I went into a hard sleep, and I began to dream while I was there having the transfusion. And in the dream, I was at this beautiful brook and waterfall, and the water was just coming over the rocks. It was so beautiful, so peaceful. And have you ever just tasted good water?
Yes.
You know, I be buying this water from Wawa called Wakia. And they're like, why are you always buying that $3 water? I said, because it tastes good. You know, you can taste the difference. If you have sensitive taste buds, you can taste the difference in the different waters, the cheap water, the good water, whatever, whatever. And in the dream, the water tastes so good. And then the water turned to blood. And you could see the blood just gushing over the falls and over the rocks. And the blood was just gushing and gushing and gushing. And in the dream, I started getting scared because it was blood. And in the dream, I started praying. I was like, why blood, Lord? Why blood? And Pastor Jerry said God was about to dry up the COVID. That's what the blood began to do, just wash away everything. The blood left, going over the falls, it left the falls and became like a flood and just washed everything in its path. The blood just washed this land, just washed and just. And so when I woke up, I just started thanking God. And I said, God, are you telling me what I think you're telling me? That you're about to wash some of this stuff away. And so I got a peace about it. And so I said, okay, God, I know you're going to give me confirmation. Thank you. And then this other dream I had. You know, you all, we're at a place on the ladder. And the ladder is constantly taking us up like this, like a portal, constantly taking us up higher and higher, more revelation, more transformed. And you can turn that off, Nisi, for me, please. Thank you. And we're about to discover what John discovered. Robert always teased me. He would say, how was your flight? I'm getting ready to take flight, Robert. So are you. God's going to allow us to go places and see things in the spirit. You're going to be sitting right there, Shanique, and you're going to begin to speak about where you are in the spirit. Bless you. And God is ready, that next step on the ladder, God is ready to do that. Do that for us. He's ready to do that for us. And the Lord was showing me that in a dream, that ladder was more like a portal taking us up and up and up. But then I began to dream about my dad. I'm not going to cry. And it said that when I was little, I used to cry behind him. And when he and my mom were separated, if I wanted to see him as a child, she would go take me to see him, no matter what day it was, what time of night it was, she would take me to see him. And so in the dream, he and I was having a conversation. And he said to me, he was apologizing to me. And I told him, I said, you don't owe me any apology, you know, that God had put love in my heart for him before he passed away. And he said, the reason I'm apologizing is because I want you to look at me like you did as a child. He said, there was a special way you looked at me. He said, and when you smiled at me, there was a special way that you smiled at me that moved my heart. And when I woke up, I began to pray. And I said, Lord, what was that? And God said to me, there's a special way I want you to look at me. There's a special way he wants us to smile at him, to move his heart.
That's very, very good. Amen. We're having a good day in the spirit. Okay. Anybody else? Come on, Carolyn. Is it quick? Yeah, that's what Pastor Jerry said. Okay. Yeah, got you. Okay.
But good morning, church. Good morning. This dream that I had about my mother. My mother was a spirit woman. She was all there was. Raquel can witness with me about my mother. But in the dream, Raquel had a party. Raquel had every member, every friend at a party. These were people that were in here at the party. And we're talking, we're conversation. And Raquel said, oh, yeah, well, we had a live band coming. And so everybody was talking. This is this church. This church right now is walking in the kingdom. This church right now, Jesus stood in here this morning. This morning, I witnessed Jesus standing by you. Pastor Jared brought him in behind her. See, nobody can touch Pastor Jared this morning because this is her day. But Pastor, giving honor and glory to you. When my mother heard the band stand and they got down and they were all God. And the guy was getting to walk up to sing, and Hattie T. Willa Jenkins came through the door and said, give it to me. She wrapped the kingdom of God.
Who was that now?
This is my mother.
Your mother wrapped it?
My mother wrapped, you know, wrapped.
She wrapped.
My mother came in through the right. The right side is God. No left. No back. My mother came in dressed in white. She came in and took over the man's microphone, and she started rapping, and nobody paid her any attention. But all of a sudden, everybody stopped talking. When she started talking about heaven, the kingdom, what to be ready for, the heart of God, the faith of God, believe in yourself, get right now. And Raquel say, hey, don't do that. Little girl, stop back. She rapped for 15 minutes. She rapped. Everybody heard about the kingdom. The kingdom. And there's only one thing I didn't tell Raquel at the time. Her dad was standing right in the middle of my mama. Her dad. I woke up. I woke up. But she rapped, Pastor.
Amen.
She tore it down. She told it like it was.
That was before the rapping age, you know. So there had to be eternal things, you know. You get the heart of the Father when people talk and testify and share dreams in the Spirit, you see. And that's really what this house is becoming all about. It's, you know, we have to, whatever we do, we're learning to find it in the Spirit. You know, we're not there yet, but we're on that road, and the passageway gets narrower and narrower. You know, it's that narrow road, but it starts off, you know, like this, because we have absolutely no inclination at first to what the spirit realm of the kingdom is all about. It's what Jerry said, seek first the kingdom, and everything else will be added unto you. And then, so what do? We seek first material first. You know, we do the exact opposite because we have no orientation for spiritual things, see? And we hardly even know what that scripture means. You know, it's really, in other words, seek first the invisible realm. Seek first eternal things. Seek first things you can't see with your natural eyes. Seek first that things that don't move you emotionally. Seek first things that are behind the veil. I'm just trying to put another vernacular on it. Seek first what you don't understand. All right, lean not to your own understanding. Seek first stuff that your understanding knows nothing about. Right, so that's sort of what it says in the Garner translation. You know, so your natural habit is to go by what you see. That's just your natural habit. That's the habit of those of you, and then the one that you're born with, that gets to be their habit. So somewhere you got to break the cycle, right? Somewhere you got to break the cycle because it's a strong, strong cycle, right? You know, so not only life and the world's based on it, the church has gotten to be based on it, right? Because a blessing now is what you can have in your hand. Right, a blessing now is what you can have in your hand. Right, you get a new car and you're gonna show off that you know you're not gonna say it, James, but you're gonna say, look at me. he just defined himself, you know. But this is a hard road in that regard, especially getting started. Because you can learn about the Bible, but yet, as was said, you're not really hearing the voice of the Bible. You know, you can read about it, but it's a voice you got to hear. And that voice is nothing to you. Your natural mind is going to turn it upside down. So, you know, we seek first things you don't see. Now, you know, Pastor Jerry, she was up here. She was going on and on so wonderfully. I'm like, she's gonna just go ahead and share what was supposed to share. So I'm gonna just back her up. You know, I think about this: how in the Scripture it says that we are the children of Abraham, right? We're the seed of Abraham. Well, Abraham lived thousands of years ago, and there's nothing naturally in you that was a seed of Abraham. Now, there's nothing inside of you that you came down the natural line of Abraham. You can't track him back. If you did Ancestry.com, you would be nowhere near Abraham's line, right? You know, first of all, you're not a natural Jew, right? So you're not that. So unless you're seeking first unseen things, that's not going to connect with you. You understand? That's not going to, you know, we could sing the song with the children, you know, Father Abraham had many sons, and father, but it's just a song, right? Because, you know, until you spiritually can see that you belong to a seed that started a race that was different from what men could do. See? And so, like she said, I'd rather be tracked back to Abraham than to be tracked back to my great, 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 great grandfather. I don't care if he was a military warrior and he was in the history books or whatever. I don't care. I'd rather be tracked back spiritually to the unseen realm where the natural man can't prove it by the flesh, you know. See, ancestry wants you to be able to prove where you came from, to sort of give you some status or some natural recognition, so you hang it up and you say, I came from whatever. Well, I'd rather come from a man, right, your pedigree. I'd rather come from a pedigree that whose attention was on heaven more than it was on the earth, see. Because remember, Abraham, he saw the city that wasn't made by hands, and all of his money and all of his wealth, we've talked about this, he never built himself a house to live in. Can y'all imagine that? Can you imagine being a millionaire living in a tent? Can you imagine being a millionaire And you get all these knocks on your door saying, we can build your house, you know. And then you get all the flyers in the mail, right? You know, I can build it like this. And then we got, what's the name of the TV show? HGTV, where they can, you know, make your tent look like, you know. They can make a tent look like it, you know. Right? They can restore your tent, right? Two-story tent, is that what he said? Two-story tent with, you know. All because in his heart, he was focused on nothing on the earth. In his heart, he saw a city that was wondrous in a whole nother realm, in so much that, you know, it wasn't philosophy to him. It was so real and burning inside of him that said, I don't need HDTV, whatever. I got what I need already. More important for me to dwell in the house of the Lord. More important for me to dwell in eternal places than it is for me to dwell in anything that Mike can build. Right? Because, you know, eventually if that's what we want to be like Mike. Why? Because I like what Mike's got. So here's how the Father wants you to look at him. You left nothing out for me. Even when I was down and out and misunderstanding everything, when I wasn't hearing the word, when I wasn't knowing the word, when I wasn't inclined to eternal things at all, Father, you smiled on me. Right. And said, now I'm going to change your destiny. See, I'm going to change your destiny because you thought your destiny had to do with what you did on the earth. And God said, no, your destiny is in a totally different place that you had no idea of. And you can come sit there beside me. I'm going to transform the way you think about it, right? I'm going to take your dark mind. I'm going to take your dark mind. Stand up, Mike. I'm going to take your dark mind and turn it into light, where the only light you see is going to be the one in heaven. Oh, that sun out there is going to still do its work there, but that's not going to mean as much to you as the one that never shined on earth or sea. There's another light I'm going to introduce you to that you had no idea about. Right? It's a miracle light. And now I transform your whole destiny. Your whole destiny has changed so much that if somebody else doesn't see what you see, they have no understanding about where you are. They have absolutely no vision for it. They have absolutely, you know, Pastor Jerry said they persecute me, they persecute you. Same thing, because we see the same in another realm, okay? So here's the great transformation happening, right, that only God can do. His word has quickened him. Glory, his word has quickened him and set him up for a whole eternal realm. Thank you.
I was going to sort of keep this to myself and wait till after church to mention it to Rocky and just to her. Thank you. The other day I got a phone call from my goddaughter, and she kept stuttering, which is not like her. And she kept saying, who is that lady you sent to me? My goddaughter does hair. So I'm like, well, what you mean? I'm always sending people to you or your phone number or whatever. She said, no, the lady that works at the church. Who is she? And I said, well, that's Miss Rocky. And when he said destiny, I felt in my spirit that I had to say it out loud. She said, I don't know who she is or what she did to me, but she changed my life. So, and she kept asking me, well, who is she? And who is she? Because she wanted me to say that Rocky was an apostle or a pastor or something. I said, no, she's just Sister Rocky. To the world, she's just Rocky. She just works at the church. I said, but to you, Now she's something bigger because she couldn't, and then she couldn't wrap her head around it. She just kept saying, but it's something about her. And she wouldn't even tell me what Rocky said to her. She said, that's between me and her, but she changed my life forever.
I had a 6 o'clock appointment and called her. I got lost everything. And she said, I'm working on someone's head and, you know, I'll call you when I'm ready. So I took James home and I think I got to her at about 6:30. And I waited for an hour. I didn't know this person. And I didn't hear the voice of God, but he speaks to our spirit. And I'm thankful that we're learning here that he speaks to our spirit. The flesh was like, I'm ready to go. But he just kept saying, sit right here. Where are you going? You ain't got nothing else to do. Be still, as we talked about Saturday. And so, you know, just, you know, and you've got, it's the where it is, it's all different type of salons. And you've got this other lady and her client just talking loud. Yes, about the Spirit, Holy Spirit, but it's like, I don't want to hear their conversation. He was like, just sit right here. Wait. And I said, I looked at my phone. I said, Jesus, it's 7:14. I'm leaving at 7:30. He said, no, you're not. That girl opened her door at about 7:40. And the rest is history. I mean, it's like I wanted to go. Right. And she did the hair and everything and just talked. Right. She just talked. And we talked about apostles and we talked about prevailing word. Mm-hmm. And that's it. It's like, I'm not going to try to convince you because it's by the Spirit. So I think. You and I just said one word. I just said one word, and that was it. So I'm just thankful that here, if nothing else, stay close to this apostle, this man. Stay close to his wife. Stay close to Pastor Mike. Stay close to Shanique. Stay close to Pastor Jerry. Stay close to guys.
All of us, right.
Stay close to all of us because right. We just don't know. I was ready to go.
Okay,
ready
good.
To go.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. You can come on back. Yeah. Okay, So here's the thing. I know we've been here for a minute, but what was just said is very important. What has been said everywhere is very important. So I'll try to cut to things and finish it off. You got to put spiritual things first, and that does not start off easy. It does not start off easy because we've been trained a different way most of our lives. Okay. But we've seek first the kingdom. Seek first the spiritual. We've got to gather an appetite for spiritual things. You got to gather an appetite for spiritual things until they become more important to you. Unseen things become more important to you than the seen. Eternity becomes more important to you than the natural, right? We want to think we do, but it's not there yet, guys. Okay. You know, we know all the phrases and stuff, but they're not there. We're not just not there. But we can get there, you know, where the unseen things, the eternal realm, seek first the kingdom and all its, you know, righteousness and all these things will be added. Jesus, you know, it's like you have to eat every day from the unseen realm. You know, it's just like when Pastor Jerry was up here talking about what we shared Saturday and then Wednesday. It's no use in me trying to go back to you and share those with you because it's living bread. He's going to do something else tomorrow, right? There's going to be different food tomorrow. You know, that's why I keep saying you stay close because I can't go back. You know, even if I send the notes, it's not the same. It's just like what you said. If you weren't, you can't get it. Because it's living. It's living. And it's just like what he said in the wilderness. Don't. You got to put down. You can't gather for more than a day at a time. See, we don't know how to live day by day. See, We'd want to gather and feel secure. And Jesus said, give no thought for your life. See, that's totally just two different realms. See, the garden will grow something else every day, right? The garden, see, we're not used to that. We sort of lax off after we get a nice little, you know. But you got to have it every day. I come down kind of hard on this sometimes. Why do you miss, you know? Not because I'm trying to guilt you into whatever. I just know you need food. I mean, you need eternal food. You got to have eternal food. I can't take you back to last week. Y'all know that. How many times have we said, oh, my God, this was crazy. And you think you'll never get anything like that until the next time we get together. It's a crazy, it's a different kind of food. You don't know how God's going to feed you spiritually, but it's all spiritual. That's my whole point. We don't have an appetite for spiritual things, see? Even that's what I talk about Abraham, but he developed his appetite for spiritual things to the point where he could trust God to give him a child before without his own seed in him. Are y'all following me? That didn't come first. That came down the road, you know. It had to get developed. So as many sermons that we hear and teachings and books we have on faith, we haven't touched it yet. Because it's only unseen, you know. Look, the worlds were framed that you think that by things seen, but they were framed by things unseen. So you got to tap into the invisible first. Somebody said, doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense. But only God can reveal it to you. God can reveal it to you. And so what Liller and Raquel share, very important, see. It doesn't matter. See, Raquel, slowly learning to walk in the Spirit. Slowly. You don't have an idea. When you walk in the Spirit, you don't know when what's in you is going to come out. You don't have control of that. You know, in religion, you want to have control, so you start preaching everybody see. In the Spirit, it's like, I don't even want to be here. Right, Glow? Right? Right? I don't even want to be here. Can I go? And the Holy Spirit has calmed you down. No, no. I'm at work. You don't see it yet. You don't see it yet. You can't even feel it. You know, you're not working up a sermon. You're not working up, you know, I know John 3:16 and I know Romans wrote. You're not working that out. You're trying to get out of the journey. And see, the Spirit's got to calm you down. He said, okay, no, 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 no. I'm at work here. I finally got you out the way. Right? I finally got your ambition to preach and teach. I got that out the way because you thought you learned me in seminary school, whatever. Now I just got to calm you down. Let me do the work. So whatever Lilla shared, it wasn't Raquel. It was the God in her that she so craved to happen, but it happened to her in an unknown way. Are y'all following me? In the unknown way, right? Had she worked it up, it would fall flat to the ground. Lillers, what was it, your goddaughter would say, will you get her out of here? Right? It'd been totally reverse. I'm trying to say it pays to learn, take that slow route and learn spiritually first. And let God bring forth the fruit his way. Right? Can you see? It may not. You might sit down someday. I wish I was used by God more. And he's going to say, just get with me more first. See? You know, it's a good desire, but just sort of learn of me. Take my yoke and learn of me, right? Because I was meek and lowly of heart, you know, and that's something that we're not in ourselves. See, we're not meek and lowly. You know, as soon as you think God gave you an assignment, you're going to start running off and doing it in your own strength. You got to stop. You got to stop, sir. You know, what's heard a whole lot of people is prophecies about their calling. Yes. And then they go out and try to do it in their own. That's a false confidence, sir. That's a false confidence. God might have meant it, but he said, wait a minute. There's a road to learn this stuff. Learn of me. you can do nothing of yourself. Not one thing. You can't do one thing. Definitely not in the spirit, right? I mean, you can do stuff in the natural, you know, for yourself, but it ain't going to, you know, count for eternity. But when you talk about the spirit, you can't do one thing in your own strength that's going to work for eternal results. You got to so bow. Mike, can you get on your knees and bow? You got to so bow to this kingdom. You got to so bow that there's nothing left of self. Right? That's why I say this is not an easy road, see? Because that self, like we say, is a mean monster, man. You think you're doing good. There's a way that seems right to a man, but it's just, you know. Here we got bow low. And I wish I could step on him, but I'll step on him. Because in this way, it's got to go down all the way. So your biggest deal is you. Forget about the devil for a minute. Like, what? We found the enemy, and it is us. And we're the Antichrist, like you said. See? So here's God getting Raquel. Like, I got to get you out the way. Right? You know, people call Gloria out to minister the other month, you know. And we're like, we don't want to do this, you know. We did not want to go. God, please. And they called us back the other week. It was like, the same thing. We don't want to go. You know, here, God's building his own society.
Yes.
Understand? God's doing it. God's building his own society. And it's just whatever he builds in Liller and whatever he builds in Quilla, he's going to tell them, until you are one with the house, you can't be individual. Okay? I mean, I love your individualism, but it can't come first until you know the oneness. The oneness has to come first. There's too much individualism in the world and in the church, you know. And I know there's a place for it, but the oneness has to come first, you know. In other words, when you operate in yourself, it's got to be us with you in a way, you know. See, that's what she was talking about the hand. When I'm not around you, I feel like my hand's off. See, that's a mystery, right? But we know it spiritually what she's talking about. We understand that because the oneness is picking up by God. Picking up by the true vine, right? Picking up by the true vine. There's a spiritual, you can hold it. There's a spiritual oneness that God's trying to empty you into and to see the life and the power that's on it. Let Nisi down, melt in with the house. All of God's riches for you will come through the house, okay? His body is what I'm trying to say. His body. He works through his body. When I say house, his body, right? With Christ being the head. So you may, Nisi, you have to let go of this, that. Not that they're bad, but they're just too individual. They're too much Nisi, okay? Let go and join the house of God. Join the spiritual house of God. And let the life rolls through you that way. I know people abuse this and misuse it down through our time, you know, for control and such. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if it's spiritual, it's going to awake you to spiritual things like you never knew before. You know, I mean, look, guys, every time we meet, we're going to get living bread. Yes. I guarantee you that. Daily bread. Every time we meet, your mind going to get blown again because it's not natural bread that we're eating. And then spiritually, the blood will wipe away all. You know what the blood does? It gets you out of the earth.
That's it. Come on now.
It gets you out of the natural. You know, it's the blood gets you out of the natural. I love that blood, man. You know, at first, it seemed like this stuff was so far away. But you start tasting it and eating it, then you know it's the only thing. Let me have the bottle. So, we started getting spiritual things. And I'm not going to do a pass the jury on y'all. But here's all God wants to do is just pour out honey. See? He's going to pour honey on you. Right? Right? And see, in the natural, you're like, well, what's that? But in the spirit, you know what I'm talking about. Your spirit gets alive to what I'm saying. Because I didn't ask Rocky to get this because it was my idea. He knows what that's going to mean to you. Individually, he knows what they're going to mean to us. God, you mean God's giving me honey? You mean God's going to pour honey? See, that's more than material blessings. Yes, yes. You understand? The honey is so sweet, it gets inside of your inner man, right? And makes you, God, what kind of faith am I walking in? That's honey faith. I'm believing that I don't even know. My belief is sweeter than my belief is so sweet, I belong to a spiritual family. And he gives you a little drop, then you eat a little more, right? See, that's what he's doing in you. He's pouring honey right on your tongue. Your spiritual tongue. He's pouring honey right on your spiritual tongue. And here's what you're saying. God, where did that taste come from? Right? What did you say? It's not in the Bible, see? It come out of heaven. I didn't know heaven had honey. Right, Shelly? Shelly going to dream about it. Right, Shelly going to dream about it. I didn't know, honey. It's a type in the natural, but spiritually. And spiritually, that's the only way I can describe it. You know, it's not honey, but it's kind of got the cock. Come on. Come on, man. That's
right. The taste of it. I'm like, God, what did you just do?
Right.
So right here.
Right. Natural honey. Right. And y'all feeling me? You feeling me? See, man can't give you that. See, can y'all see that? Yes. Come on.
She was talking about that IV, that, what is it called? That medicine you got. And you went into that deep sleep and you were telling us how high that is. But I don't know, even though you're a dreamer, I don't know if you had gotten that dream from, you know, I saw it spiritually. You know, when the IV went inside of you, I believe the Holy Spirit gave you a different kind of dream. You know, and I feel that's how.
That's exactly right. Kind of cornucopia, horn of plenty, right? Horn of plenty. See? And actually, I think it's happening today, as Raquel attested to. Yeah. Right? Taste and see the Lord is good. So he gives you honey from another realm, if the only way how to put it, you know, and you get a sense or a taste for the eternal. And the natural no longer means very much to you. Listen, you taste enough of this, you'll forget about the earth.
Yes.
You'll forget about it. The earth will lose its taste altogether.
Yes.
Right. The earth will taste like dirt. Right? Because it is dirt. Are y'all following me? early church would start having honey services, right? It's a honey service, you know. Then they'll sell you honey from Jerusalem or something, you know. but we're talking about a spiritual plane here. So you see, right. It's like, your mind, Tabitha Thomas, and your family's mind is waking up to spiritual honey. Because it has to be awakening. Your family, Chris and Aaron, your family and the baby, your family is waking up to spiritual honey. How much of a blessing is that? See, how much is that better than a two-story tent? How much of a blessing is that than a lottery win? To wake up to spiritual, how much of a blessing? And see, when I'm talking to you prophetically, I know what I see. You know, you can't, look, Cheryl, it's got to the point where you can't come here where some honey is not starting to come down. You can't come here. You can't get in the mist without it. It's alive. Watch it change you. I call these expressions of the Holy Ghost, you know. Expressions of the Holy Ghost. Shelly, we're going to start looking at God a different way and make him smile. Praise God. Praise Jesus. You know, see, all I got to do, you know, is say these words to you. And y'all can feel them, you know. And the veil gets removed and the eyes get open. Amen. Praise Jesus. Praise God. Liller. You know, we eat this, we go home with joy. You say, the circumstances didn't change, no, but I got honey inside me, and I can't be but happy. I can't explain it to you, right? I can't explain the joy that the honey gives me. Good day. All right. Let me pray for a couple people. Q, let me pray for you real quick before we go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for grace. So the enemy's power can't hold on long. Father, I thank you for that right there. And you, by your grace and power, that stuff gets peeled off. Amen? Amen. Then there's a grace on her to endure and go to the next level. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Nikki, let me pray for you. Come on, please. May I? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Father. See, there's a grace there to stand on higher ground, right? I almost want to do this. I almost want her to kick her shoes off, and so she can, because there's a grace. But she went down, didn't she? but in the spirit, she went up, right? Okay. See, there's a grace for her to stand on higher ground. And I could almost feel her feet on foreign territory, you know. And it's like, oh, what is this? What kind of grass is this? This is a grass and a turf that's different from AstroTurf. It's different from the world. It's something that's comes from another realm, and your feet are getting used to it more and more and more. And your legs are getting strength, you know, in it. First it's a little wobbly, but now I'm of a higher household. I belong to another world. I belong to this place that the world would call it a phantom, but you call it reality, you know, right? It's the world would say, that's a phantom, that's a ghost. And he said, no. I live in the ghost realm, if you want to put it like that. I live in the ghost realm. And I walk, and even the scripture says you walk on gold, streets of gold. She doesn't have to wait till she dies. She's walking on them. I need a cloth or a towel or any kind of garment, anything that, real quick, you know, Robert, take off your tie or something, you know. No, I'm just kidding. do you have one of those throws or anything? Anything? Quick. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Right there. Stand on that. Let us stand on it. Stand on it. Yeah. There. Now we're walking on divine carpet. Now we're spiritual stuff, right? Heavenly things now have increased value, and eternal things now come right down to the heart. And to the point she can walk on them fearlessly with a confidence and say, I'm like no other in that way. In the natural, I can walk in spiritual things. I've received help from Zion. Yes. Now I'm walking. And it's almost like, Cheryl talked about the garden, this new stuff come up. Almost like she's eating corn or cream corn or something that has nutrition and life to it in the spirit, in the realm of God, right? Rocky, put your hand on the back, please. Organic, right, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the power that flows into an empty vessel to give life forevermore. We thank you. Darkness flees, light comes. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Kick those shoes off because this is a different kind of ground. It's organic ground. It's spiritually organic ground. Okay? It's spiritually organic ground. It's spiritually organic ground. There's nothing like it else. It's spiritually organic, right? In other words, it can't be false manufactured. It's only spiritually organic. What's the name of those organic stores? Whole food, whatever. It's spiritual whole food, right? Pastor Jerry, nothing in the natural anymore. It's the spirit that quickens. And the flesh profits nothing. All right. I'm trying to stop, but I can't. Tava Thomas, can you come up? All right. Everything is becoming real to your daughter, Ross. Everything is becoming real to her. Everything is becoming real to her, you know. It's like she's, what do you say, she's crossing over. I passed Jordan. I went over Jordan and got to the promised land where there was milk and so now I'm walking in divine statutes and the holy law. Organic flavors come. It's like she can pat her mouth and, oh, that's a different flavor. God, how you open that up to me? That's sugar from heaven. That's something that came from the eternal realm, right? Increasing the invisible and the unseen and what's unknown to the natural, increasing that. And then Tava, write about it and share it, okay? Amen. All right, good. Okay, good. I got my release right there. So thank you guys for sharing. Do we dare ask Pastor Jerry to close or pray? You still got any strength in you? You don't have to get up. You don't have to. Oh, okay. Yeah, you needed to. Oh, gotcha. All right. Do a short stretch.
Father, we just thank you this afternoon for the invisible. We thank you that we can see. Thank you for sight. Thank you for sight, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, the giver of sight. You are sight. You take us past the natural into the invisible, to the unseen, to the eternal. We thank you for that. We thank you for the reality of that, the manifestation of it, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the invisible journey that we are on. We thank you that we can't see always where we're headed. But God, we trust you that you are leading and guiding us. We thank you now that we can touch the invisible. We can touch it. We can touch it. The unseen. Like Abraham, we can touch that which no man else around us can see or know. We thank you for blinding us and then giving us sight. We thank you. We thank you for cursing that natural sight that we might have spiritual sight, that we might be able to see and behold the glory of the Lord. Your face Your face, your face. Thank you for the Godhead bodily, for the fullness of Christ. We thank you today that he could see beyond. And we're thanking you for taking us into that realm and allowing us to learn how to live there and translate to others that you are handpicking, just as Rocky did, as you are handpicking. One by one, oh God, we thank you that you're bringing light and revelation and the illumination of that eternal realm, the kingdom of God, the invisible world. We thank you. We want nothing else, nothing less. We won't settle until we are full citizens of that invisible world, that kingdom not made by hand, spoken out by Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit, hewed out for us. We thank you. Thank you, Father, for bidding us to come and be with you today. Thank you. We look at you a different way today. As the dream said, we look at you with adoration and longing. We look at you a different way, Father, because we want you to smile. We want you to smile. So we change how we look at you. We look at you with adoration and love and longing. Shall I used to cry to go see Daddy? We cry in our hearts today that we want to see you, Father, and we want to be with you. We want you to share who you are with us and make us one with you. We thank you for this day and that we'll walk in it. Our walk is continual. We don't dismiss. We just continue. We don't dismiss here. We just continue. So continue today. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you for all the families that have lost loved ones over this whole deal. And lost loved ones, period. We pray grace on those families. Most of all, we pray that it would be somehow a stepping stone into the heavenlies. Not for the one who died, but the one necessarily, but the one who's living here on the earth, may they follow into the heavenlies while they're still alive. We pray for those families. We pray for those families, Father. May it be, may heaven bring forth a residue back here for those here. May there be a grace on us. Unexpected passing, we pray for all those involved in those. And for those families, we pray in Jesus' name. Praise God. There's a certain grace here for that. Amen.